Cynthia Corbett began her career as an international economist, working on debt conversion plans for sub-Saharan Africa in the 1980s. But with a young daughter, the constant travel was putting a strain on her family life. So she quit her job and retrained as an art historian, eventually opening a gallery in her house of all places. So what did she learn along the way? This is Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur's story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Cynthia tells her story.
I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts. I was the second child of nine, so I had eight brothers and sisters. And I was always the chatty one, always the one everyone kind of went to, and I was good fun. And I was very, very musical, as long as I can remember. And I used to think I wanted to be like a Shirley Temple, like a musical star. But I was also very clever, and my father wanted me to be a doctor, because I was quite academic. So I was really kind of confused growing up, and I was a little bit talented musically, and I played the piano all my childhood, and I did really well at school. But I used to dream of leaving America and becoming like really an internationalist, kind of like a diplomat in a way, but I didn't really know what a diplomat was. I just knew I wanted to travel. I knew I wanted to speak loads of languages, and I knew I wanted to get out of my small town. I went to the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and I was actually pre-med because I was a good Italian Catholic girl trying to do what my father wanted. But I had a piano with me, and I played the piano all the time. And actually, after the first semester, I was very, very unhappy. And the only subjects I did well in were some electives in languages. And we quickly realized I had to change. So I had some advice, and I changed to political science and history, but kind of what people call here PPE. That's kind of what I ended up studying. And I loved it, and I thought it was fantastic. And then I went to live in Europe for my junior year abroad and loved it even more. And kind of decided at that time that I wanted to do something very international. Again, didn't know what. And so I ended up becoming an economist with Citibank in New York. And then they quickly transferred me here to London. I actually think a lot of how I was successful and how I ended up keep getting these really interesting jobs was my ability to work with people, because actually I was advising different companies and countries on what they should do with their debt problems. There was always in the back of my mind this little message saying, what about the creative side? What has happened to that? I still played the piano, but what I really had always loved all my life as well was art. Not to do art, but just to look at art. And I just made a decision that I needed to change my career. It was very, very scary. I think when you are quite academic, even though I had a bit of the entrepreneurial element always and creative element always, I actually ended up going back to college. So I felt only comfortable if I retrained. So I went to Christie's Education and I studied there for 2 years. And it was very academic, but I felt like I was gaining knowledge and kind of having ammunition that would give me confidence to say, oh, I could be in the art world. And that's how I did it. I didn't just go out and say, oh, I love this artist, I love that artist, I want to be a gallerist and represent them. It wasn't my character. I couldn't have done it. Well, it wasn't my idea, actually. It was some of my colleagues from Christie's. We were having a party, and I said, oh, I want a gallery so much. I really want to start a gallery. What am I going to do? How am I going to fund it? And it was a few of my colleagues turned around and said, you should have it here. And I said, of course. There were two big challenges. One, I really didn't know a lot of people that could become potential clients. I had friends, my husband had friends, I had these colleagues from Christie's, but I didn't really know clients. I didn't actually know how to run a gallery, because although Christie's is a wonderful place to train, you learn about the auction market, but you don't really learn about the gallery market. And I didn't have a lot of artists that I knew, so I quickly just started traveling and looking at galleries and looking at graduate schools and finding artists that I wanted to represent and literally approaching artists that I liked personally for myself. And that's how I started. I think I was actually quite lucky because it happened slowly, where I would start curating with a few artists that I really loved and kind of try to build up word of mouth. I could do it from my home quite well in the first 2 years. And then I realized, well, I can't keep banging holes and changing. And I also, it was limiting my curatorial experimentation. So then I started to just ask around, look around for places. And I borrowed places. I was lent places. Once I did an old Victorian tumble-down property in Camberwell, took it over for 2 weeks. I did a glass optician's for 3 years in Leadenhall Market. He just gave me his empty spaces and said, curate, have fun, do whatever you want, as long as health and safety is okay. And then I decided to use some of my money to try to do some of the art fairs and maybe rent a gallery space. In 2006, I did my first art fair, and that was very, very exciting. I did it with a video artist, of all things. And then in 2007, I approached a gallery rental space in Cork Street and took a plunge and paid the whopping sum of £4,500 a week to rent a gallery, which was so scary. And it was really successful. And then I had the courage to continue to do that. It became a regular spot for me. I was using Cork Street 3 to 4 times a year. Couple of mistakes, big mistakes. I did an art fair in Berlin. It was during the Berlin Forum, which was, you know, a fantastic, very successful art fair. And the organizers said, this is a parallel to that. We're in conjunction with that. It's going to be amazing. We want you. We want you big. You know, go big, go bigger. So I took this massive stand and all this incredible art, and no one came to the fair. So it was kind of a disaster, and I blamed myself because I hadn't visited that fair. That was a good lesson. It was a big mistake, and I vowed, you know, to not do that again unless I had really done my homework. In 2004, I launched my gallery. In 2009, I launched a parallel enterprise called Young Masters. And it afforded me the opportunity to do curation, meaning I got to put together incredible artworks, ensemble them, and create a theme and create a vision. So each year I do an exhibition for Young Masters, and then every other year or every third year we actually run a prize, really helping particularly the younger artists, you know, have belief in themselves and be able to launch them and nurture them and, you know, throw them out into the world and watch them fly. I think it's so rewarding. I love it.
Cynthia Corbett there on her journey from international economist to art gallerist. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 19 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.